Every organization needs to get more done with less, and IT professionals are increasingly being challenged by their organizations to drive down costs using a technology solution. Luckily, technologies like virtualization have made it possible to optimize the IT infrastructure and quickly realize a strong return on investment. My name is James Hilliard, your host, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with a customer who has recently completed an infrastructure optimization project with the PC Connection subsidiary of the PC Connection family of companies. Joining us is Jerry Steidahar. He is the IT Director of Staff Development for Educators. Staff Development for Educators was founded in 1986. Today, they serve the professional development needs of schools, districts, and educators from across the country and around the world, teaching real-world strategies and practical classroom-proven techniques through seminars, conferences, on-site consulting services, and online learning programs. Jerry, I want to thank you for taking time to join me today. And let's start right here with what are some of the factors that are really driving the demand for IT in your business?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are driving IT. I think, you know, one of the things that has really come out of the woodwork recently is just the economy. People are trying to do more with less, and less means less people, less cost, less infrastructure. And whenever you're trying to do more with less, IT tends to be the solution to that problem. You know, if you're trying to get, you're trying to cut back on a call staff or a support staff, if you can do something with technology to solve it, it's a less expensive solution. So IT has been called on a lot recently to try and solve some of the financial issues of the company.
You're an IT guy. I talk to a lot of IT guys. We always want to see the newest in our shop. We want to have the latest technology. We want to rely on that to really support our businesses. Bottom line, though, is there are a lot of challenges there to getting sometimes that IT in there. What did you find were one or two of your top IT challenges that you were facing, really, in terms of optimizing that infrastructure you have to meet the business needs of your organization?
One is, I think, the new approach to IT, which is some of the virtualization stuff and the storage area network stuff and some of the new ways of doing things are hard for non-technical people to really understand. So when I would do a presentation to my boss or have a conversation about where we're going, one of the challenges was to make it clear what the advantages of these new tools were. And I also think that there were just some issues with just money is tight and the pockets are pretty threadbare, and you know, every penny has to be fought for. So just getting the finances and trying to explain to people why they really need it was probably the biggest challenge I've had.
Let me ask you, Jerry, about kind of some of the equipment, some of the hardware there. I'm assuming you're like everyone else out there. You have brand new hardware all over the place, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got a brand new pen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got a nice mouse pad. No, I mean, the reality is everybody is trying to be careful. And, you know, we have a lot of legacy hardware that was installed 10 years ago when the economy was better and when the company had, you know, a little freer way of buying technology. And now, you know, every single decision of every piece of hardware is hard fought and discussed and considered, and it has certainly been a challenge to keep things up to date and fresh.
Well, bottom line is, you, just like so many other, probably everybody listening to us now, you weren't in a position to go out and buy a whole ton of new hardware. You had to look at some other tactics there. So what did you think about, what did you start doing to utilize that older hardware but get some of the newer IT benefits?
I think that's a really good question. There are a couple of challenges that happen with our older hardware. Obviously, as it gets older, you have to do more and more backups. You have to do more and more redundancy. You have to buy parts that are becoming obsolete and difficult to find. And you also have to have the staff to support all this older hardware. With the downturn in the economy, we also had to downsize our staff. So what we really were doing, to be perfectly honest, at the end of the day, was we were just hoping the stuff wouldn't break. I had laid off a part of my help desk staff and the network staff, and it was a day-to-day. We just band-aided the stuff that we could and hoped the rest continued to work.
So it was the cross-the-fingers strategy.
Cross-the-finger strategy is exactly right.
You, my understanding, read some background notes here that obviously server virtualization, that was something that was top of mind for you. I think that that is for a lot of folks, especially when they're dealing with some older hardware, when you're not able to have budget to go out and buy some of the newer hardware. you have had a relationship with PC Connection. You brought that up to the account team and said, hey, I've got some interests here. What type of support were they able to offer you early on to let you know, Jerry, yeah, Jerry, server virtualization, good idea for you, something we can work with you on, or maybe it's not a good idea. What did you get in some initial conversations with that account team?
I would have to say that the account team was very knowledgeable, and I was surprised about that. My sales rep really understood it. And so he actually sort of directed me in the direction of virtualization. I would have conversations with him, you know, along the lines of, oh, I'd like to get two or three new servers, but I just can't really afford it. You know, what have you got for the most horsepower I can buy for X amount of money? And he'd say, well, you know, if you think this one through, maybe a way to look at this is to put more than one solution on one server. And, you know, he had a pretty good resource of virtualization experts, and he directed me towards them, and we had some long conversations about what virtualization could do for me and how you can really leverage what dollars you have to you know, buy less hardware and get more done. And the resource he had basically was to drive me in the direction of really understanding what the tool could do for me.
We're not getting too technical on this conversation here, really kind of get an idea of the process you went through. But on the technical side, after talking with that account team, did you get any numbers saying that you could go from X amount of servers down to this few servers through virtualization?
I did, and to be perfectly honest, I didn't believe him at all. When I talked to Tim, he explained to me that he had some other customers that had dropped their servers by 90%. And I'm thinking, you know, we're in an environment, we have 30 or 40 servers. I'm thinking there's no way we can run this entire company on three or four servers. And the reality was, he was pretty close. The bang for buck on virtualization is pretty much amazing.
So the account team gave you the good technical background. What about on the business side? I'm assuming you had to still go back to your team and say, all right, so we do need to spend some money here. And again, we talked about this was in the middle of a very tough and down economy. Did you get any help in building that business case to bring back to your executives to say, this is why we need to spend this money to do this project? In the long term, it's going to benefit us.
I did get some back-end business support, but the numbers are so compelling that it really wasn't a terrifically difficult argument. The business case is pretty compelling. It's very difficult to argue with. We're going to buy a tenth the number of servers I thought we would, and we can still support the company.
One aspect of virtualization, and again, probably many of our listeners understand this, is you can reduce the number of servers, but there is the idea of storage that you have to take into account and plan for storage for that virtual environment. I've been having a lot of conversations with IT pros over the last several months about that. Pretty top of mind, I think, for a lot of folks these days. What considerations did you make to account for storage?
You know, storage is an interesting conversation. When it really boils down to it, that's really the value of IT. I mean, all the cool little bells and whistles and all the little blinking lights and switches really are there to support the data. And what the data is what lives in storage. And storage has two interesting aspects to it. One is it's unbelievably important, and the other is it never seems to stop growing. If you provide an unlimited amount of storage to your staff, it will be instantly filled up, even if it is actually unlimited. They'll reach that limit, you'll buy more. They'll reach that limit, you'll buy more. So storage is an enormous consideration. And along with it, it's so valuable that you have to make sure that that is the part of your infrastructure that is completely reliable. You can't lose data. You can't lose personal information. You can't lose credit card information. That is the stuff that we have to defend and protect the most as an IT professional. And we had a long conversation about what's out there, and you know, if we're going to a virtualized environment, is it a single point of failure? What's going to happen to my storage? Can it grow? And that was a huge conversation I had with my staff and with PC Connection. And they had a great resource. They have a virtualization team that really explained and directed me in the right directions on what hardware to buy.
And did you feel that you got plenty of options and different bits of information so you could help decide which solution was ultimately going to be the best for you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, solutions come down to dollars and cents often. And so we worked within a budget. I said, here's what I have and here are my concerns. I don't want a single point of failure. I need to be able to grow the storage at whatever rate I need to be able to grow it at. I don't want to be constrained by that one item, but I can only spend, you know, the budgeted amount. And they worked with me. They found solutions and they found different products and they found ways of configuring it and ways of growing it that solved my problem. So absolutely, they did.
Thinking back to the process, once you decided, all right, here's our budget, here's what we're doing on the server side, here's the storage components that we have to be thinking about. Can you remember a challenge or two that you faced trying to link that entire solution together? If you did face a big challenge, what did the PC Connection team bring to the table to help you overcome that?
At the end of the day, I think I could say it came together smoothly. The process of getting there is kind of convoluted. One of the dilemmas I had, and this is where PC Connection was very helpful, is you don't know what you don't know. You know, when I would have a conversation about, okay, how am I going to create the virtual storage in the SAN? If you were to read the manual, it would say, you know, make it the optimum size. Well, I don't know what the optimum size is because I've never done this before. With the support of PC Connection and people that have done this before and have experience in, you know, how data grows and how the SAN's able to grow and the best way to configure devices for access and speed and redundancy, with that support, it was actually pretty smooth. But without that support, I think it would have been impossible.
Gotcha. The support then came from the PC Connection and their professional services side of the house. So the account team got you in touch with them, the professional services team?
Exactly. What initially happened was when I first started talking to my sales rep Tim, he had a certain level of knowledge, which was very impressive for a salesperson, but there are questions that become very technical that are outside of his realm. He was very helpful with initially, before the pre-sales, talking to their technical people to see if it would even fit. Once we made a decision that it would fit and it was a solution for me, we started speccing out the hardware, and then when it was time to actually install it, he had some suggestions about the staff that he could bring in that PC Connection would support that could help me to build the virtual environment.
We're going to continue on here, Jerry, for a couple more moments here. Back to the professional services team. Can you think back and name the top one or two expertise that you feel they brought to the project and how that helped you?
You know, I've been an IT guy for a long time, so I have a pretty strong background in, you know, the Windows environment and the networking environment. It's the new VMware stuff that I had never played much with. I had downloaded the ESXi client and some of the free tools. But having a person that could come in and look at our environment and say, you know what, you want to do RAID 5 here, RAID 10 is really a better solution, and then have the reason for that. And then say, well, you know, you were looking at this left-hand SAN device, but maybe that's not the best one because it doesn't provide the redundancy that this one could in the price range. So just having that expertise of having gone down this path and having experienced it, that was worth its weight in gold.
What about ultimately when the solutions were in place, the hardware is there, the software is there, and you got to do some of the configurations? Able to do that on your own, or did you again rely on their services team for that help?
I had intended on doing it on my own, and then I downloaded the 450-page manual for the SAN, and then they got the 1,000-page manual on VMware and said, you know, if you get a professional involved, it will be worth its weight in gold. It will be worth the time and money you spend to get it right the first time. In retrospect, that was exactly the right answer. You know, it's not something I don't configure SANs every day. This will be what I will support for the next several years. But to bring somebody in that has done it many times and knows where the gotchas are and understands the details, I would not have done it a different way. It was worth every penny.
How hands-on was the experience, and how much knowledge do you think you gained from that team that you worked with on the implementation, the configuration, the whole rollout?
I got to say, that is one of the things that was most impressive about the PC support professional services. I had never been down this road before, but I have to support it. So it was absolutely essential that I would get the knowledge to, going forward, support this. Not that I wouldn't be able to call them, but on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to be the person that supports it. The person they brought in was very knowledgeable, was very comfortable doing the environment, but probably more importantly, was very good at explaining what he did and documenting. So I think that probably, when you get with support services, you never really know. It's all about the person you're going to get. The person I got did a phenomenal job of transferring that information, making sure before he left I was comfortable with it, and then left me his personal cell number and said, if you have any questions, call me and I'll help you with this. And I did call a few times, and it was very, very supportive.
Good stuff. On the business side for SDE, other plans, business opportunities that you realize, hey, IT is going to really need to also step up and help them reach some of those business objectives? Maybe it's growth plans or other offerings that SDE has?
there are things that we're going to have, once the SAN is stabilized and everything's in place and all the hardware is running and everything's good, and we're probably 80% of the way there, now the challenge is to use that most effectively. And we have some large databases that we're going to be migrating, and we have some data tools that we're going to need to develop, and we're going to start actually developing it on our website side and probably start putting that into the SAN environment. And I'm hoping to use PC Connection Support Services for at least some of that.
Let me ask you overall your thoughts on the project, how it turned out. Maybe since we're in education, or you're in education, we're talking about give it a grade.
The overall project, if I had to give it a grade, I would certainly, I'd give it an A. Not absolutely perfect, because there's always challenges along the way. There's always gotchas that you didn't anticipate. But I think what really makes the grade is how you address those things, and when you come across issues, how you resolve them, and the support you have behind you. So I would say that, you know, if I had to do this over again, I would not do it any differently. It was exactly the right solution, the right company, the right support staff with the right tools and hardware. So it worked out very, very well.
Hey, Jerry, I want to thank you for the time. I also want to thank our listeners for tuning in. If you, our listeners, do need to optimize your infrastructure, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises. Their team has the technical expertise, professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organization. Contact your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with a service like a server or storage assessment, and engage the support of their on-staff experts. Learn more by going to govconnection.com. You can also call 800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us today.